brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach the U.S. That's what's up on PrisonPlanet.com. The boil down by AccuWeather, BBC, and others. Mainline press is reporting that it appears the Japanese are covering up what's really happened. We've got Dr. Bob Bowman just popping in for 10 minutes later in the hour with Gerald Celente. Bob Bowman is the former director of Advanced Space Weapons Program for the U.S. Air Force and the Ford and Carter administrations, former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, 101 combat missions over Vietnam, holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from California Institute of Technology. He'll be with us for a full hour tomorrow, 10 minutes towards the end of the hour, this hour, with Gerald Celente. I'm obviously going to be going into some overdrive into the fourth hour today to continue to take your calls from other nuclear engineers and nuclear plant workers, people that want to comment. You just heard a nuke sub-builder working on reactors saying that appeared that the hydrogen exploded at first at the Fumichika plant number one. That blew up Saturday. Number three today, and that the initial explosion is hydrogen, but then something else big happened after that when it shoots several thousand feet in the air, ejecting giant pieces of equipment. We pray that uranium/plutonium core, very dangerous, the most dangerous type reactor, now that we've done the research, a MOX fuel system, this is amazing. And we'll continue with your phone calls, obviously. I was going to have Gerald on today about Saudi Arabia announcing to roll troops into Bahrain under siege. What's happening in Libya, the open announcements of getting away from the dollar in the Wall Street Journal last week, the biggest bond company coming out announcing they're not going to buy U.S. bonds anymore. I mean, it's like somebody opened Pandora's box. Gerald Celente, the premier trends researcher, joins us, trendsresearch.com, needs no introduction. Gerald, what do you make of the insanity unfolding?
Boy, you couldn't write a script for this one. It looks like the end of the world in so many ways, doesn't it? It's a little ahead of the Mayan prophecies, but they're right on their way. Yeah, Alex, my book, Trends 2000, that I wrote in 1996, was a Warner book. You may remember this. We front-loaded the book on the breakup of the former Soviet Union and the pending nuclear catastrophes that were waiting to happen. And this is what we wrote just following the earthquakes in Los Angeles and in Kobe, Japan. The mighty quakes in Los Angeles and Kobe made a shambles out of the best of our modern engineers could do to make structures earthquake-proof. Indeed, in the wake of these events, the nomenclature had taken a beating. Building and structures once described as earthquake-proof are now called earthquake-resistant. We now see what happens when a big tremor hits an earthquake-resistant hotel or office building or highway. But what does happen when one of our, quote, safe nuclear plants takes a direct hit from a 7.5 quake. We wrote this, and by the way, I got sued from this group by the guy who took the photograph. Unfortunately, you can't see it. It's this woman holding a dairy cow by the chain, and the ad was put out by the Nuclear Council, the U.S. Council for Energy Awareness. And it has this photo. It was a full page in the New York Times magazine section. Dairy farmer Louise Eilenfeld values nuclear energy as a way to keep the air clean and the milk fresh.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Stay there. Come back and recap that. And then let's get into the tremors, the aftershocks, both literal and figurative, politically from this. On the other side with Gerald Celente, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Pray for Japan, but also pray for the West Coast, because there's no doubt radiation's coming our way.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente graciously is going to be with us 30 minutes riding shotgun in the next hour. We're going to cover the economy, what's happening in the Middle East, the reactor meltdowns, the clear cover-up that's happening. Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, will be joining us for about 10 minutes later in the hour, but Gerald will continue with calls with us into the fourth hour today. We'll also take calls this hour. On the front page of Fox News right now, they have a chilling headline. We'll put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Drudge has it as well. Nuke rods melting in three reactors. And then let's go back to the front page of Fox. Fox has the same headline, meltdown at three reactors. That's on the front page of Fox. So Japan has clearly been being deceptive here. There's the front page of Fox. Urgent nuke meltdown in three reactors. Now, again, I'm a pro-technology guy. I don't want to be a troglodyte. I don't want to go back to the Stone Age like the globalists do. But they only want to do it with their competition. And General Electric has been at the head with British Petroleum and others financing the greeny weenies to run around and shut down the clean-burning coal plants that scrub everything out but carbon dioxide and water vapor. That's why they call it carbon pollution. Now, they were toxic before. China has hundreds that are very toxic. No scrubbers. The lead blows over to the U.S. Major university studies in our articles. at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But, Gerald, you were finishing up with your book written over a decade ago where you predicted nuclear disasters with facilities on fault lines. You posted a newspaper ad in there where the nuke industry showed a woman with a milk cow saying she loves fresh milk and good clean energy for the air, and you got sued over it. I asked you during the break, and you said that you won, and I looked it up, a famous fair use case. You actually beat them in federal court, but they certainly didn't want you. I've suddenly had the nuke industry all over my website putting out propaganda. I mean, my issue is, why do they build them on fault lines?
Yeah, and the other issue is that there's no such thing as a safe technology, whether it's, you know, Toyota recalling their cars or Intel recalling computer chips. And I was just listening to this guy from the Department of Energy at a press conference talking about how safe our nuclear power plants are. You're like, what am I, 6 years old when they keep talking to me like this? It really gets you after a while. And, of course, the prostitutes in the press corps over there, they let this guy walk all over them. Nobody really grills them. So it's a dangerous technology. Look, I'm just north of Indian Point nuclear power plant in New York. There's always these kind of findings that are coming out.
Listen, Three Mile Island, we learned, was over 100 times worse than they had originally said. But going back, we've been scanning. Notice, we're not seeing any close-ups since Saturday when Fukushima 1 blew. Fukushima 3 blew up spectacularly. It's got plutonium in it, the most dangerous type, one of these MOX fuel systems. We're seeing no up-close photos or videos. They're only showing old footage of the plant before it blew up. I mean, the size of these explosions, what do you think it's going to do to the other four reactors there at the facility? And they've got ongoing beginnings of meltdowns at other plants, and that's what the Japanese government's telling us. Imagine how much worse it probably is.
I heard the Japanese Prime Minister come on right after they announced that there was a problem, and it was no problem at all. That's the way it began. Here's the deal. I'm not a nuclear expert, but I can tell you this. When you see explosions like that, do you think anybody's there that's trying to fix this thing? Okay, I'll go into the next one and get blown apart for the country. It's out of control. I'm listening to all these people on the media. Well, the explosion was, there's a hydrogen explosion, but it didn't compromise. What, it didn't compromise? Who knows? It's out of control. There is no control. There's no control there. There's no control with the economy. They're out of control with everything they do. You have rookies in charge.
Well, absolutely. Look, when I saw Saturday Fukushima 1 blow up, it looked like the Air Force had called in and dropped literally 102,000-pound bombs. I mean, it was just huge explosion, 1,000 feet in the air instantly. This one had to be 3,000 or 4,000 feet in the air, a mushroom cloud, giant pieces of equipment blown thousands of feet in the air instantly, and they're saying no problem with the containment facility.
I know.
Everything's fine.
I know. This is like, what, do they got Superman down there? I mean, who would be around there working there? These guys are scared stiff. This thing is totally out of control. And all these experts have been downplaying it since day one. And you know what they do to people like me? They call us an alarmist. When we made that prediction back in 1996 that these kind of things were going to continue to happen, you're an alarmist. I heard this guy, as I said, this energy official, our plants are built safely. Look what Mother Nature can do. Who could... They had the best technology in Japan against tsunamis. They have seawalls. They have it all. You can't protect against this. But these people think they're better than everybody. They're smarter than everybody. So that's where the problems that we're in. And when, by the way, it's very interesting, Alex, this has eclipsed the news of what's going on in the Middle East. It's like it's all over there.
Let's briefly shift gears into that. All sorts of demonstrations in Saudi Arabia, the suppression of the people, the foreign news, The Guardian, and Al Arabiya are reporting Saudi Arabia forces prepare to enter Bahrain after days of clashes. Crown Prince Bahrain expected to invite Saudi support following anti-government demonstrations in capital. Gaddafi's beating pro-Western forces in Libya. Riots are intensifying in other surrounding countries. All the announcements last week by Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal, that the end of the dollar is nigh. I mean, you said it. It's like somebody flipped a switch and all bedlam has broken loose.
It's funny. You know, we began writing the Spring Trends Journal, and that's how we began it, by the beginning of the new year. How this new year began without high expectations, and it went downhill really quickly from there. I've said this before, and you know that we are forecasting, it's already underway. The first great war of the 21st century has begun. These are all elements. This has nothing to do with democracy, theocracy, autocracy. It has to do with very few people having much too much, and way too many people having very, very little, not enough. When the money stops flowing down to the man on the street, the blood starts flowing in the streets. And that's what we're seeing. The only reason we haven't seen it to this level in Europe, which really is where it all began, the revolutions because of the austerity measures, is that the children out there in these other countries, including the good old USA, they still believe in the myth of democracy. So in the North Africa and in the Arab nations in the Middle East, they know what the deal is and they have to overthrow that government. But what they tell you in Europe and the U.S. is, make your change at the ballot box. So they have the people conditioned thinking that they can vote their way into change, like change you can believe in. Small change, no change, exactly. So they believe still that, well, we'll wait till the elections come around and then we'll clean house. Oh, yeah, you put the Gambinos in for the Bananos. So we're going to not see it happen here as we see it happen over there. But then the wild card was just dealt, and it's Japan. Japan's GDP to debt is 213 times the GDP, the debt. They're already in problems. You're going to start seeing trade wars, currency wars, as you already mentioned, and they equal hot wars. We are urging people, and I say this every time I'm on your show, be prepared. Deal with this as though if you don't do the best you can to weather it, you're going to go under. Because if it doesn't happen to the worst, at least you're prepared for the worst. You won't lose anything. But if you don't prepare, you're going to lose everything because this thing is collapsing.
Well, Gerald, we're going to come back from break and continue along that line of analysis. Then we'll take some phone calls and have Dr. Bob Bowman on. But I wanted to shift gears and point out the latest detailed full-spectrum reportage at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This detailed report by Paul Watson and Steve Watson is absolutely vital that this be gotten out to everyone, that it be gotten out to the Drudge Report, to all your local radio and TV stations. Cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. Again, cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. What's going to happen when two of the reactors have already completely exploded, their containment facilities sent sky high, the government obviously covering up the full scope? What's going to happen to the other four reactors? Two other reactors at least on the verge of meltdown at other facilities in Japan. Again, cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. Key article, PrisonPlanet.com. Another Paul Watson article, radiation from Fukushima would take 7 days to reach U.S. Kurt Nemo's excellent analysis just went up at Infowars.com. Japanese government cover-up foreshadows mega disaster. And you see the media lining up with mixed signals, trying to go along with what the Japanese government is saying. They've been lying. Friday, there was already the cesium, if I'm pronouncing that right, which they say only happens with the fission happening, as well as the radioactive iodine with the cesium. Am I pronouncing that right now? Good. That's happening. Then it blew up Saturday morning. They came out and said, no problem, no meltdown. 5 hours later, admitted meltdown. But they're not letting anybody near it, obviously, and we're not seeing any new images. This morning, the MOX fuel plant there, one of the very deadly system using plutonium with uranium. One particle of this, you're dead. If it gets out, we pray it has it, folks. Believe me, I'm downwind from it. I hope they're not lying. Let's pray they're not lying. My gut tells me it's a complete lie. They'll try to cover up. They'll threaten universities not to release the data, as has happened in the past, and we're going to breathe it. This is horrible news, but the media needs to tell folks to get potassium iodate.
This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace. Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns and will do anything to get them. Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them, how to create the perfect hiding place, as well as the places you should never hide your guns under any circumstance. These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough. But listen up, for security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Or call 877-327-0365. Before they come for your guns. Hideyourguns.com right now. Right now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Earlier, we had a caller who worked on nuclear submarine reactors, and he quoted top physicists and studies they did in the 50s and 60s that one particle of refined plutonium in the lung of a dog kills it. very, very quickly. It's the same thing for humans. That's why all these physicists are running around hoping that Fukushima 1 and 3, other reactors now melting down, according to Fox and others, have not been breached. Because it's one thing to have the cesium, it's one thing to have radioactive iodine, that's really bad for you. But if uranium or plutonium gets out, and remember the old Japanese bombs on the hot air balloons, on the hydrogen balloons that they used to bomb the Northeast, the Northwest during World War II? That's because the winds go directly from Japan over the Northwest. And I'm telling you, folks, I live here in the United States, and I've got these headlines pouring out of mainstream news. Out of Finns run for iodine after blast at Japanese nuclear plant. We already had the regular iodine that you get at a health food store. You put a couple drops in the water every day for thyroid health. That will fill your thyroid, block it. Get your own medical advice. Our phones are ringing off the hook wanting my advice. It's standard to take potassium iodates, what the government gives the military. You can't really buy that in stores. Potassium iodine, they have the pills, they have the drops. You don't use the stuff that you put on your leg if you're cut. It's the medical stuff at the health food store. My wife, Gerald, went to buy more to give to family this morning at Whole Foods, and she was laughed at by the vitamin lady in that aisle saying, don't worry about it, ha ha, it's no big deal. What is this attitude of Americans? I've got reports Europeans are grabbing it off the shelf, foaming at the mouth to get it, I guess because they were close to Chernobyl in 86. What's wrong with Americans? They think this is so funny.
Well, you know, that's exactly, it's funny you just mentioned that. And when, in writing about it in Trends 2000, we wrote about it. We kept listing all of the accidents that were going on. Uranium rusting in storage pools and troubling U.S. plants. Mishap cast pall over big atomic waste site. Deadly nuclear waste seems to have leaked into Washington State. And it goes on and on. And we write, nevertheless, as long as people were not living just downrange or in the affected immediate vicinity following some major breakdown, they did not make a fuss. If something happened in the future, well, it would happen elsewhere. And then we go on to say government and utility industry actively encourage this optimism. So that's why the people don't want to believe this. And we shouldn't be so harsh on the Japanese government. They all lie. This is what they do. You look at the data that came out following Chernobyl. They well underestimated it. 9 years later, they brought the number up to about 150,000 killed. You look at all the experiments that they did in the United States on our own citizens. They kept it quiet, and then when they first bring out the data, they downplay it. And then, as you pointed out, in years to come, this data is going to seep out and show how bad it really is. So the people are like little children. They still follow their leaders. They believe in these people that they hear on the mainstream media. They can't think for themselves. So rather than them taking action, which they don't have the courage to do, they make fun of other people, like your wife, that's taking the precaution.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we hope it isn't as bad as it looks like, but why would we not take care of our children? Why is it funny? Why is it funny that we were right about gold going from 260 to 1400, silver from $5 to 35? Why is it funny we were right about dollar devaluation? Why is it funny that we were right about WMDs not being in Iraq? Why is it funny we're right about 9/11 being an inside job? Why is it funny that we're right that they're never leaving Afghanistan? Why in America is it wrong to be right?
Because people have lost the courage, as I said, to think for themselves. Look what this nation has become. Snooki stupid at every level. I mean, look what they just did. How many weeks did we hear, your famous Charlie Sheen? I mean, enough is enough already. There are more important things going on. This is the presidential reality show, and that's what this life has become. So the people, again, the people don't have the courage. They called me the New York Times when I came out with the forecast, the panic of 08, before it happened. They called it pessimism porn because the white shoe boys, you have to understand who these people are. When you go to the Poison Ivy League, which these guys all go to, they're overindulgent little brats who never had to work a day in their life for the most part, and they're spoiled. And they're just put into the system to continue it.
Stay there. Stay there. Dr. Bob Bowman coming up with Gerald Celente. Gerald going 30 minutes live in the next hour with us. Your phone calls, continuing coverage.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Headlines at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com just out. Cover up a Fukushima chain reaction underway. Now, how bad that chain reaction of it causing the other plants to explode, we don't know. But even Haaretz, Associated Press, ABC News are saying the Japanese have a history of covering up disasters as other governments do, and that they've been caught involved in deception. Saturday, the Japanese news, the government did admit, headline, meltdown caused nuke plant explosion. Government Safety Board of Japan, Nuclear and Industrial Safety, NISA, said hours and hours after they denied there was some type of meltdown. The question is, how intensive a meltdown was that? Gerald Celente riding shotgun with us 30 minutes of the next hour. Dr. Bob Bowman will be joining us for a full hour tomorrow, but he's only popping in today. We're also getting Dr. Doug Rocky, also a nuclear physicist, on with us tomorrow. But Dr. Bob Bowman, former director of advanced space program development for U.S. Air Force in the Ford Carter administrations, and a former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, 101 combat missions over Vietnam. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from the California Institute of Technology. And talking to him, he said that he certainly hopes that there hasn't been a full meltdown or any of that uranium getting out. Plant number three at the six plant complex facility did have a MOX fuel system, 7% plutonium, Mark I system designed by General Electric, 93% uranium. And according to the physicists we're reading in the press, they say this is one of the most dangerous types. Uranium makes causes a lot of health problems, obviously. Plutonium's a whole other ballgame. Break down, sir, as a nuclear physicist, what you see happening here. Obviously, we don't want to create panic, but the Finns and others are buying iodine off the shelves as a precaution with the prevailing winds from Japan to the West Coast. Should people be taking or getting advice from their medical professionals on potassium iodate?
Oh, I think it's a reasonable precaution to take. We know that there's been melting fuel rods. We do not know if it has gotten to the point where it has melted through the containment building floor. That is a full meltdown, what used to be called the China syndrome. That kind of thing will, of course, cause an enormous release of radiation. In essence, we'd be facing another Chernobyl. Three of my degrees are in nuclear engineering, and I've been studying this thing. And, you know, the Japanese, like any government, will cover up things if they think it's in their best interest to do so. But, you know, so far, the full meltdown hasn't happened, and it may not. You know, we may dodge the bullet, but if it does happen, there is going to be a significant radiation cloud coming across to the mainland United States.
Dr. Bowman, we're showing on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers footage from Japan of Fukushima 3 blowing up, shooting several thousand feet in the air. First, you see the containment dome explode. Then you see in seconds, thousands of feet, giant pieces of black equipment. It looks like a black box hurtling through the air. We had an individual call in earlier who worked on nuclear submarines, and he said that it did look like the hydrogen explosion at first, the white flash and the fire, but he says the mushroom cloud and the equipment being ejected thousands of feet in the air looked to him like something more than hydrogen. Doctor, there could probably be nobody else with more knowledge on this that we could get on than you. Have you seen Fukushima 3 blow?
I've seen some of it. I haven't seen it all, and I'm sure we'll see more. But that does not mean that there was a nuclear explosion. It still could have been an explosion of the gases in the containment building. And but of course, if the containment building itself is gone, then you've got a serious problem, because the melting fuel rods, that radiation is going to escape.
Well, let me throw this out. We're showing footage of the 1986, the first helicopter footage after Chernobyl had exploded. It is a tiny hole in the roof and a damaged area compared to Fukushima 1 or 3. And they're not showing us any images up close, but from the explosion, and you may be handicapped and not of seeing Fukushima 3, Fukushima 3 is a giant mushroom cloud shooting, from what I see, about 3,000 feet in the air in seconds, and ejecting giant pieces of black machinery out of the top of the mushroom cloud. Now, the one on Saturday, it is the containment facility. You can see it blown. It doesn't go more than about 800 feet or so in the air. This, sir, is a brown-black mushroom cloud.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know whether, you know, we're looking at full meltdown now. It's, there's no question we're looking at the release of radiation, and that's why they're getting the Ronald Reagan out of there as fast as they can, to not be right downwind of it.
Yeah, that's not a good sign, is it, that the fleet is hauling tail?
No, it isn't, but by God, I think they ought to be court-martialed if they weren't.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be passing through Austin on the 30th of April, and hopefully we're still all alive and functioning.
Well, you're welcome here, Doctor, in studio, and you're back on tomorrow. But Doctor, and Gerald Celente, the Trends forecaster, may have some questions for you, but instead of me throwing questions out here, if the MOX fuel reactor, of course, you're familiar with the Mark I General Electric system.
Yep.
According
yep.
to my research, this is about the worst type of plant to go up, and they're reporting it'll make Chernobyl, that had 400 times the Hiroshima radiation, according to the Atomic Energy Agency released. If the MOX I plutonium-driven system has melted down, sir, fully, what are we looking at in terms of fallout?
Well, you're looking at probably several Chernobyls, and that, of course, will will be disastrous. Fortunately, an awful lot of that will come down in the Pacific Ocean. I mean, which isn't good for the Pacific Ocean, but it's better than, if it was blowing the other way and come down in China or Korea and all of that. So it's a nasty situation indeed. And by the way, we have a number of those kind of reactors here in the United States, including, I think, Vermont Yankee, that the state of Vermont wants to shut down and the federal government won't let them.
Yeah, there's 23 Mark I's. Yes, sir, you're right.
Yeah.
Dr. Bowman, looking at this situation, they're reporting that three more plants are in meltdown outside of the Fukushima 6 reactor system. Watching these two devastating explosions in the last 48 hours, just as a layman, wouldn't that hamper the emergency crews that the U.S. government has said is a desperation move, pumping seawater into the other four reactors that have not had explosions?
Well, it could. It depends on where they have to be physically located in order to pump that seawater in. If they're to the west of the buildings, then yeah, that could indeed be a problem. We're fortunate that three of the six were shut down for maintenance when the earthquake hit.
And so they wouldn't be able to melt down then?
No.
Let me expand on that, sir, because I don't know.
There's still nuclear material in there that ordinary explosions and whatnot from the others, I mean, could release. But those three melting down would only happen if the plant was in operation.
Well, that's wonderful news. Sir, looking at, and again, you've probably only, from what you say, seen Fukushima 1 blow up on Saturday. This was roughly 10 times the size and the height, and it was an instant mushroom cloud, now smoking, black smoke pouring out. It looks like a war zone on the news. But let us just ask you, what are the different scenarios for a total meltdown, and what would the explosion from a total meltdown look like? Because we're watching a giant black, brown mushroom cloud shooting 3,000 to 4,000 feet in the air in 3 seconds.
Well, the mushroom cloud and the meltdown don't necessarily have anything to do with one another.
Yes.
If a total meltdown happens, you might not see anything from the exterior. What it would mean would be that the molten nuclear material would go down through the floor of the containment building, and the radiation would escape into the environment, but it would be for the most part, invisible. The mushroom cloud is bad news because it could mean that we've lost containment, and then the melting fuel rods present, you know, a real problem, the release of their radiation. But the release of radiation will probably come significantly after the mushroom cloud event.
Is that while it cooks in the seawater and other chemicals and things that are in there?
Yeah. Now, if they get enough seawater in there, it may halt the meltdown process with or without containment. But if they can't do that for one reason or another, and those rods are exposed, then it'll continue to melt down.
And, sir, if it continues to melt down, what are the different scenarios?
Well, I don't know what you mean by scenario, but it depends on which way the wind's blowing.
Well, it's blowing to the northeast, but I mean to understand this, what I'm saying is, I'm led to believe there's different scenarios of severity of the type of critical meltdown that there could be.
Well, what I'm thinking of is a complete meltdown where all the fuel rods melt completely and there's no containment. And that's when you're going to get the possibility of a multiple Chernobyl radiation release.
And then it's a suicide mission, isn't it, for thousands of helicopters or workers to come in and dump concrete or lead on top of it? What do they do then?
Yeah. You have to wear protective suits and come in from the west and, you know, dump your load and skedaddle back to the west and hope that you don't get and change crews so that nobody gets too big a dose. That's about it.
Yeah, we know what happened to the Chernobyl valiant men and women. Last question. We'll talk more tomorrow at 12:30, Dr. Bowman. But I have one last question, and I want to bring Gerald Celente in, who's been holding patiently with a quick question. We're going to come back with Gerald and your phone calls. Looking at this and what's happening in Japan, I'll just bring Gerald Celente in. Gerald, do you have any questions or comments for Dr. Bowman?
Yes, Dr. Bowman, Alex mentioned that you've flown a couple of hundred flights over Vietnam during the war, so I'm sure you dropped a bomb here or there. This containment vessel of which the explosion took place around, and Alex explaining what that plume looked like of a couple of 3,000 feet, how could this vessel not be compromised is my question. I mean, what is it made out of? I mean, concrete and steel. And then this thing is exploding around it, which I would assume is even more powerful than a bomb dropping on top of it. So what's your assessment in the case of here they're showing that they're trying to put this thing out or that these crews are working around the clock? Number one, what kind of damage do you think it really did? And number two, considering what they're showing us on TV, how could you possibly work around those conditions?
Well, hopefully you get your life insurance paid. But no, the difference between dropping a bomb on something and what happened there is that a bomb is heavy, traveling with at a pretty good speed, having been dropped from some height, and hits a localized point and explodes. And if you drop a bomb on a containment vessel, for example, then you know, you have a chance, depending on how the bomb hits and all the rest, of penetrating it. The explosion that took place there, if it was outside the containment vessel and in the building, would probably have been a pretty uniform explosion, putting pressure on all sides of the containment vessel simultaneously. And therefore, there's a good chance that even a powerful explosion like that did not rupture the containment vessel. Everything depends on, you know, the nature of the explosion, just how it happened. There are a lot of variables, but there is a huge difference between a point bomb traveling pretty fast and a uniform gaseous explosion.
Doctor, are there explosions associated with critical meltdowns at some point? Because we saw the explosion at Chernobyl, or was that a fire?
For the most part, fire. There doesn't have to be an explosion to have a meltdown.
Can there be an explosion?
Oh, yeah, but it depends on whether the explosion is within the containment vessel or outside.
Sure. Okay, if it was inside, because the Japanese aren't letting anybody get close to this,
yeah.
If it was inside, what would it generally look like? Because we're here looking at it over and over again exploding. What would it generally look like?
Well, if it was inside the containment vessel and didn't rupture it, you wouldn't see anything. If that explosion that you're looking at was indeed inside the containment vessel, and you're looking at this mushroom cloud, it means that it came out through the containment vessel, and therefore the containment vessel isn't functioning anymore.
Well, it looks like a black box, and I don't know what the containment vessel looks like, but it's big pieces of black metal and equipment. And when the other one blew up on Saturday, it looked like it was just the containment vessel. It was a bunch of concrete and white and gray stuff flying out. With this, there's a bunch of black equipment in the middle of it. I mean, we're just trying to guess here.
Yeah, I don't really know, because I don't know what they had in that building, inside the building and outside of the containment vessel. And so I would just be speculating.
Yeah, well, we obviously need to be praying for Japan right now. If folks want to find out more about Dr. Bob Bowman, or want to interview him for their broadcast, Dr. Bowman, how do folks visit your Patriot site?
ThePatriots.us.
ThePatriots.us. Anything else, Doctor, that you'd like to add instead of us fumbling around asking you questions?
Well, just that I think we ought to hold out hope that somehow this does not turn out to be a total meltdown, and we don't have a Chernobyl-style release of radiation, and the world dodges a bullet. But we have to be aware of the fact that it could be the worst, and if it is, we all have to be aware and take precautions and keep an eye on the prevailing winds.
Which are coming straight at the United States. Dr. Bob Bowman, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay.
Gerald, we're going to come back. You've been gracious enough to spend 30 minutes with us. I know you've got interviews lined up from here to Valhalla. But hearing that, Bob Bowman sounded the most calm and focused, I think almost resigned, I've ever heard him. It was actually a chilling discussion that we just had with him. But if Chernobyl put out 400 times what Hiroshima did, that was my question I forgot to ask him. I'll ask it tomorrow. Why do reactors put out so much more than a regular bomb? That's because bombs are designed to expend their fuel. I mean, you heard him, a lot worse than Chernobyl if this has indeed happened. And we can maybe dodge one bullet. They're talking about a whole bunch of other reactors now that are starting to melt down all over Japan. And with the Japanese history of covering up in the last few days, man, I tell you, this is scary stuff, Gerald Celente.
It's even scarier than that. There's a whole rush going on around the world to build nuclear power plants. And we heard, you know, President Obama as well during his campaign and upon getting elected. of nuclear power plants. So there's, you know, hundreds of these things are being built throughout Asia. Three is scheduled, I believe, for Switzerland, and on and on. So, and we're looking at all these natural disasters that are happening, plus human elements. It's you know, to me, there has to be a better way, and this isn't it.
Listen, I've watched Al Gore's people, the top global warming people on C-SPAN, call for neighborhood nuclear reactors, and the greenies are pushing this because they're all bought and paid for by General Electric and George Soros and others. I mean, this is insane. I mean, if we've got other systems that don't turn us green and kill us, why would we have any nuclear reactors? I mean, I'm sorry. Their history is they're not safe. And we've got the TSA, it turns out, last week, wouldn't give Congress their radiation meters. Turns out, USA Today, 10 times the radiation they claimed bathing everybody in those airports. I mean, these people are nuts. Look at how they use DU in the wars, knowing it's going to kill the troops. I mean, the white shoe boys think they can deny physics? They're on such power trips?
They're greedy. It's all about money. That's the bottom line. And they'll do
But money's no good if you're dead.
They don't care. They don't think like that. Does a junkie think about what they're doing? They're money junkies. They don't have any feelings about others. They have no loyalty or bounds or boundaries. It's only about money. You've heard it. They say it 100 times. Yeah, you know, it's dangerous. But it'll create jobs. How's that one for you? So that's all it's about. These are psychotic people. Their only benefit is for themselves. And again, we wrote about this years ago, saying the other ones were going to happen and more to follow. And now the whole world is on a mad rush to continue to build nuclear power plants. You think this is the last one? Oh, here's what you're going to start hearing. We're going to learn from this one. We'll find out the mistakes so they don't happen again. How's that sound?
You're absolutely right, Gerald. We're going to be told over and over again, and we're going to be the fear mongers, and they'll cover up how bad the fallout is, and then a decade later it'll come out that everybody's getting cancer. Look at how cancer's up on average over 3,000%. Look at all the things that are happening. Look at the 12 to 15 times the birth defects in Iraq. That's the British Medical Journal. Our troops coming home four times the average for birth defects in their kids. And when your kid comes out, literally, I've got the mainstream news article right here, with two heads, four eyes. Oh, it's cute. It's funny. Here's a London Independent. Toxic legacy of U.S. assault on Fallujah. Worse than Hiroshima. And it describes the 12 to 15 time increase, depending on the study, the four time increase in our troops, the kids with two heads. But so what? The white shoe boys made some money.
It's all about morals, and this country doesn't have any. From what they, by their deeds, you shall know them. Look what's going on, as you mentioned, in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, just the other day, I love the language they use. You know, a U.S. missile killed 10 militants in Pakistan. Oh, yeah, these militant identifiable missiles, you know. They see people with M's on their backs, and they kill them. No, and until this country regains its morality, it's doomed to fail. Values change, but morals don't.
Meanwhile, they say Gaddafi striped his own people. Turned out it's not true. I don't like Gaddafi. But then they moralize, oh, he was strafing people. But then 1,000 drones, 24/7, they say they can kill 200 people to kill one bad guy. That's okay, and that's moral. But then when Gaddafi reportedly strafed some people, trying to take over military bases in one case, the other stuff was fake. It's so immoral. We're so moral. We're so big. And then, of course, we learned 11 years ago the government secretly took all the death benefits from the troops. But that's patriotic. And now they're getting ready to take everybody's pension funds, devaluing the dollar. Phone calls for 30 minutes straight ahead with Gerald Celente. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Cover-up of Fukushima chain reaction underway. Key article, PrisonPlanet.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.